Good morning. It's Friday, May 11th. Murray State bids bon voyage to its spring 2012 graduates this weekend, and some of those graduates may be feeling a bit of trepidation as they wonder what shape their postgraduate careers will take. This morning, we'll find out what kind of job market they faced in the Four Rivers region on Front Page AM from WKMS News. I'm Todd Hatton. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Front Page AM, bringing you the latest from around our Four Rivers each Friday morning at 8:35. You can hear more on Front Page PM this evening at 6:30 after Marketplace, as well as our hour-long Front Page Sunday at 9 a.m. More than 1,300 students will leave Murray State University this weekend with degrees in hand, most of them searching for a job. Their competition, nearly 2.5 million students graduating nationwide. Sheila Clark is the director of the West Kentucky Workforce Investment Board. Gary Pitts spoke with her about regional job prospects as the nation slowly pulls itself out of an economic recession.
We're coming up on graduation, and the nation as a whole and in our area, we're recovering from a recession, and there's some debate as to how that recovery is going. In our region, how are we doing as far as jobs are concerned?
Well, I think that we're in the middle of the pack, I would say. I would say that we probably have a few more opportunities just by having some of our areas that have a divergent economy rather than only having manufacturing in some areas, as some of our northern cities have seen. We do have a mix of our economies, and I think that's kept some of our counties in the middle of the pack as far as seeing the 8% and 9% unemployment. But some of the purchase counties have been down below that in their unemployment numbers. So there are a few more opportunities there. But each year, we have about 2.4 million graduates in the U.S. that suddenly come out and are competing for jobs. And it's a rude awakening when they've worked 4 years or oftentimes more in trying to get a college degree in a specific area of study. And then sometimes they find that that's not the area that everybody's looking at right now.
So right now, what area is everyone looking at?
Well, the areas that I think that we're seeing in this area, of course, education and that arena is always something that's being looked at. Teachers are always placed. Sometimes they're difficult in finding the right placement for them or a job opening at the right time. But there's always a demand that's being shown there. And then we have our healthcare areas. We have individuals that are going through either short-term training or four-year training and coming out and buying for jobs there, and there is a high demand there. And then we have some of our other sectors that relate to finance, relate to logistics, transportation, some of the industrial and manufacturing, like manufacturing that we have in our area, and some of the engineering components that go with that as well.
Have you noticed that more students have started coming out with those degrees? Has there been a shift as to what students are majoring in?
I think that we've had more people interested, especially some of the dislocated workers that are trying to find their way back into the job market. Maybe they were in a factory for, 15 years, and in the second half of their labor, they're looking at an area where they feel like they have a greater chance of staying in one occupational area and not having that career leave them. A lot of times the healthcare fields, physical therapy, respiratory therapy, many of those areas, it's not just nursing, but it's something that pertains to a needed area, and it's a high-paying job, and there's not a lot of people that have flooded that particular market.
Looking at college graduates specifically, we talked some about fields that are always in demand, and what about those that are graduating and they're finding themselves having to work part-time jobs and they can't find anything with their degree? What degree are they holding?
Well, right now it could be a variety of degrees just because there's so much uncertainty in the job market, and sometimes we have employers that are saying, well, I'm not sure I can hire three people. Maybe I should only hire one, and maybe I can look at one this fall. So I think what we have to do is that makes the job hunter have to be a little more creative and trying to anticipate what that employer is looking for and trying to think about, well, yes, I did take a course in that, and yes, I did do a presentation on that. I don't have a lot of experience, but I enjoyed doing it, and I got a good grade. Sometimes you have to look at the little things that you've done to try to sell yourself there, because otherwise you're just one of 15 pages of people that have a master's in business.
Gary Pitt spoke with West Kentucky Workforce Investment Board Director Sheila Clark. This month marks the end of an era for the choral program at Paducah Tillman High School. Longtime choir director and teacher Art Deweese is retiring after 22 years in the classroom. During his tenure, Deweese has shaped an award-winning choral program. His students have performed at New York's Carnegie Hall and even sung masses at St. Mark's in Venice, as well as the Vatican. The Grand Rivers native has also guided high school students to professional-caliber vocal performances in three recent musicals at PTHS, Les Miserables, Jekyll and Hyde, and Fiddler on the Roof.
And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! 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 Tradition!
So I went to Paducah Tillman one sunny afternoon to speak to Art Deweese, a man who's become something of a tradition himself, about his career and his future.
Nice to meet you.
When you were growing up in Livingston County, what kind of music did you listen to?
Well, believe it or not, I was fortunate enough growing up there to have an incredible choral director, and really that's where I got my basis for what I do. I was through her inspiration. And really fine music, and listen to good music, and basically listen to classical music, started taking piano lessons at a young age. So I was involved in classical music from a very early age.
At what point did you go, I want to make this a career?
My freshman year of high school. Actually, between my eighth grade year and freshman year, but really my freshman year of high school, I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
Two of the of Tillman's choral groups have toured Italy, played the Vatican, played Carnegie Hall, won quite a number of awards under your direction. And I suppose that's would be very easy to cite as a highlight of your tenure. But outside of that, is there anything that you can point to as a highlight?
Well, of course, that trip to Italy, at Carnegie Hall, both of those were extremely high points and memorable experiences. We've traveled to Europe a number of times, and every time I would go, I would think, this can't be topped. Same thing with Carnegie Hall, and then the kids will turn around and they will top it. They manage to do something. And a lot of times it can happen in class. There is music that's made in rehearsal that really is can't be reproduced. And so those moments come at special times, and they happen throughout the year and throughout the week. But as far as the performance goes, those would probably be two of the top performances.
Have you thought about some kind of, I don't want to say great lesson, but perhaps valedictory statement that you would have looking back at these years here?
Just the appreciation for being able to work in a school and a community. Paducah, the parents that I have been able to work with the 17 years I've been at Tillman have been an incredible source of inspiration and support. And for quality, and to be able to work in a school system and to be able to work at Paducah Tillman that values the arts, that appreciates excellence, I think it causes you to strive as a teacher to do better. For me, it does, at least. Every day I step foot in the classroom, I try to do better than I did the day before. And being able to work in a system that and a community that has such a love and a support for the arts does nothing but validate what we do.
What prompted you to decide that now is the time?
Well, 27 years. My wife retired last year from education. She was here at Tillman as the director of curriculum assistant principal. And we have two granddaughters and a grandson on the way. And I want to be able to go. I want to be able to leave my program when it's on top. And I've got a great group of kids this year. My freshman class is one of the strongest freshman classes I've had in my career at Tillman. And I don't want someone to come in and say, well, they can't do anything with it because they don't have anything to work with. That's not the case. And I don't want to outstay my welcome. I don't want people wanting to say, when is he leaving? I'd rather go out when they don't want me to go necessarily than when they want me to boot me out the door.
So what now?
I'll still be in Paducah. We'll be director of music at Broadway Baptist Church, actually. I've been at First Baptist Church for 23 years and will be making another life-changing change in just a few weeks.
How do you reach all of your kids?
I think it boils down to kids want to be challenged. They do not accept mediocrity. And I think that as long as we as educators continue to raise the bar, I attribute a lot of it to good literature. I don't sing trash. I don't do jump, shout, boogie, as I call it. They sing quality literature. They sing literature that a lot of college choirs can't sing and haven't sung. And so I think that giving them substance and challenging them daily has created that sense with them of wanting to do better. Of course, we were able to do three musicals, and that was a tremendous, that was also a very much of a highlight of my career, too, the three musicals that we staged. Les Mis being the first musical that we staged. And that musical, there had not been a musical staged at Tillman probably for, I would say, maybe 20 years when we staged that show. And that opened another whole, world for a lot of the kids. And that has also been a plus. All three of the musicals that we've staged, I would put up against anybody anywhere, really. Honestly, I would. They would rival a lot of things that have been done at the Carson Center, in my opinion.
Written on the front of Paducah Tillman High School is the statement, "The culture of the ages is preserved for our use." And it could be said Art DeWeese's legacy is that for 22 years, he's worked to make those words sing to his students. Carson Center hosts a farewell to Art DeWeese with a banquet at 6:30 p.m. Saturday, May 19th, and a choir concert performance 3 p.m. Sunday, May 20th. More information is available at 270-444-5650. I'm Todd Hatton, and you've been listening to Front Page AM. Join Chad Lampe this evening at 6:30 for Front Page PM. We'll hear from the Quaby Sisters. They're performing at the Lee Academy for the Arts May 19th benefit in Paris, Tennessee. If you'd like to hear this morning's or any of our stories again, you can find them anytime at news.wkms.org. You can also join us Sunday morning at 9 for the hour-long Front Page Sunday. Thanks for being with us. The Marketplace Morning Report is next.